Building Recovery, Introduction to Stage 2, Foundation. Well, you've managed to go through the first few sessions, and I hope that you've thought a lot about what the challenges are that lie ahead. I hope that you have a good plan of what your future building is going to look like, what your recovery has going to have in it, and where are the balances in the rooms, where are the boundaries? These are questions that you're going to ask and look at on this stage of the course. If we use this metaphor of a building and we say, think of your recovery as a building, right? Then the first thing we're going to do is say, where is my property going to be built? In what kind of community? Who do I want it to be next to? Can I make sure that it's my design? You'd be surprised how many people build a recovery that really is what other people want for them. Can I think about the materials I'm going to use? All of this stuff we go into on the rest of the course, but this is something that I want to prepare you to think about. A foundation is defined this way. Nothing anyone can say or do can have me using or acting out again. Now, again, that seems like a tremendously advanced stage, doesn't it? But it's not. You've not even built anything at that point. You're simply building a foundation on which you can build a recovery. So many people mistake abstinence for recovery and say, well, if I could achieve that, I'd have no problems. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. You've not built anything yet. All you've done is manage to find a sober or a clean self. But in my experience, and it does go back a long way, I've worked with many hundreds of people. And what I find is that as time goes on, there are many things that come up. Three in particular I want to mention, and these are not necessarily things, unless they are to do with your actual addiction itself, they're not things that come up straight away. If you have a problem with, drugs or alcohol, then typically these three things, and I'm talking about sex, I'm talking about food, and I'm talking about money. These are things that come up usually later, as we get into more of a developed, recovered self. But initially, of course, all the attention is on the drugs, the acting out. But these are things that can come as many as 10 or 20 years later, if we don't look at them carefully. So when we're talking about a foundation, we're talking about the very basics. Stopping using is the absolute basics. But what we must be careful of is not to build on top of a weak foundation. So we're looking at a couple of things in foundation work. We're looking at location. We're looking at boundary. Where's the boundaries of my property? We're looking at planning the rooms. Which rooms do I want? Because they need to be thought about at the foundation stage. Then we're looking at solidity, which is about clean time. Then we're looking at stability, which is, are those rooms shifting? Or are they really built solidly to say, no, I want this balance in my life? If you think about the size of the property, the size of the house, then each room has a size within that house. And the different rooms that you're going to go ahead and build need to be stable in the sense that the walls don't shift around so that your family room gets smaller, your work room gets bigger, and so on and so forth. So really plan and go through these sessions again, listen to them several times so that you really understand the principles involved. Again, I wish you all the best. Please like, subscribe and share and pass the message around. All the best. Bye for now.